1 o'clock hour here on a Friday. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell, back at the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. And it's time, like we do every Friday at 1 o'clock, to talk to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Lee, what's going on? How are we?
I'm good. A couple of years ago, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's going to be a rough decade for Miami teams, but things have turned around. The Heat got to the NBA Finals. My Hurricanes, very competitive again. I wouldn't say they're there, but they're competitive again. And then the Dolphins, turned it around much quicker than most people thought. And hopefully Houston helps us out and keeps losing, because we got both of their first and second round pick and can pick in the top five, top six there.
And even the Marlins made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that, but I think that was
a lot of positives.
Yeah,
they're getting better, though. Derek Jeter's got them going in the right direction.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The only team that's kind of lagging is the Florida Panthers, but no one here cares about hockey here.
I saw this stat that since week six of last season, the Dolphins are like 16-5 against the spread.
Right.
The best team in the NFL, so they're really, and they're playing well,
yeah, I mean,
too.
Can you imagine we add those draft? I think we have 12 draft picks next year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All the moves that they made, it's certainly going to help them for years to come. So let's get to the picks for this week. 2-2 last week, but leading it off, Coastal Carolina taking on Appy State.
Yeah, and this is a fun team. This Coastal Carolina team come out of nowhere. No one knew anything about this kid at quarterback. Grayson McCall, good passer and also very deceptive runner. He's averaging almost 11 yards per carry. So dual threat quarterback, something's wrong with App State. Zach Taylor's been dinged up all year. And then they had a bunch of opt-outs and injuries at running back and receiver. They just lack explosion here. I don't think Carolina's going to make it through the season unbeaten, but I think one more week they're going to do it. I like Coastal Carolina here, 27-20.
All right, and that leads us to
one.
Who
would have ever thought we'd have a Coastal Carolina pick? That's to their credit, right? They have really come on.
It's 2020, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's good. Yeah. And then you got the Florida Gators taking on the Vanderbilt Commodores. That line is a lot. It was 30. Is it 30.5 now, I think, right? I've seen?
Yeah. So it may not be enough. This game could get really ugly. Last year's game, Florida had 33 first downs to 12. 560 to 128 yard edges. And this year, I think the difference in the teams is even more pronounced. I think Florida has a chance to get into the Final Four. No look-ahead game. They need to run it up. They need a top four ranking here. And Vandy's 35-point output versus Kentucky. I almost had to look at my TV a couple times here. But the biggest problem is their pass defense. 88th in the country here. Florida has like four or five receivers that are just amazing. And a tight end that's unstoppable. I like Florida, 63-17.
It wouldn't surprise us.
No.
Yeah, they got to let Mason go. He's going to get let go, correct, at the end of the year?
It doesn't look good. They've been more competitive, but I think, Lee, you hit on it, especially in the defensive secondary. Yeah. They've just been picked apart. And, elite passing offenses like this, they don't have enough defensive backs. They've had issues with the virus and everything, but this is going to be an interesting offseason for them.
Right.
Yeah, and then another one in our state, have Auburn taking on Tennessee, and Tennessee a pretty hefty underdog here.
They got some problems. If you're a coaching staff, they might be able to survive this year, but, what do they do? It's a merry-go-round situation at quarterback. Jerick Gartano is the senior, and maybe gives you a better chance to win this game, or do you go with Harrison Bailey, the young kid, and start building for the future? That's tough for a coaching staff. Head coach already fired the defensive line coach. He's got to be worried about his job. They are going to face an Auburn team that's starting to find themselves. They've run for at least 200 yards in each of the last four games. And Bo Nix, when that happens, no picks the last two games. Tennessee on offense, they got to get more creativity. So when you look at this game, Auburn, I think, gets in the low to mid-30s. The question is, can Tennessee get to the low to mid-20s? I don't think so. I think Tennessee is desperate. I just think they're incapable. I like Auburn 34-17.
Lee Sterling is with us, Paramount Sports. And, Lee, let's turn our attention to the pros, and we'll go to the AFC South, a very important game that Titans fans will be keeping an eye on, Indianapolis. It'll be after the game between the Titans and the Ravens, which we'll get to in a moment, but the Colts are a 2.5-point favorite against the Green Bay Packers in this division race in the AFC South. How do you see it?
So the Packers have only faced one good defense. That was Tampa Bay. They scored 10 points. That's it. Where does Green Bay have trouble? On front seven. I mean, you saw San Francisco. If you remember that playoff game, San Francisco could have run for 500 yards on them. They ran over them. Indianapolis has the offensive line that is capable of dominating the game. And then the defense, if they get up with Darius Leonard at linebacker, might be one of the top two or three best. DeForest Buckner, a nice addition to that already good defensive line. What do they do? Everyone looks at sacks. They look at, you know, total yards, what a team gives up. Look at third down situations and watch Indianapolis. They make a lot of pass breakups. They'll be third and five. You'll see someone like Leonard make a tackle a yard before the first down where a team has to punt. Those are the most important things. Yeah, Green Bay has the best three players in this game probably, in Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and Devontae Adams. After that, Indy might have the next best 10. I like Indy, 34-28.
All right, now let's move over to the one that we're all paying attention to here. The Titans you have as a 7-point dog against Baltimore. The Ravens coming off a disappointing loss in the rain up in at Foxborough. What do you think?
Yeah, here's the situation. I think Baltimore, this is the game that they want. I think even NFL players have a circle game. And losing that game last year in the playoffs 28-12, I don't think that they've recovered from. And I think, you know, even though they haven't played well, very similar to Seattle last night. Seattle's defense isn't good, but they've got pride. And I think Baltimore's defense has pride. They're not great. And I just think the Tennessee offense hasn't been the same since they lost their star left tackle. I mean, they've gone from scoring 37 points to 21 points per game 5 weeks ago. And Ryan Tannehill, 69% completion percentage to 56. And then special teams. You got to factor in special teams. Justin Tucker's automatic from 60 on in. And Gostkowski, I mean, he's missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points. And then Pro Bowl punter Brett Kern, he's done. He's not playing in this game here. I like Baltimore, 34-24.
Well, there you go. Lee,
Sorry about that.
I'm not.
Got to call it like I see it.
Yeah, I totally understand. The game of the week, you'll give 3 football and or UFC plays to anyone that calls the number 800-400-9741.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. We have what's called Customer Appreciation Week, and my way of saying thank you for listening to the segment each week. And there's a lot of people out there that, hey, you know, we go over the local teams that your listeners want to hear about, but they'd like to maybe sample the games that I personally play and give my clients. We won 8 out of 11 weeks in football. In the UFC, we've had 23 out of 31 winning cards. They want to come aboard free, no strings attached. All they need to do is give us your email address, and we'll send the 3 free selections, football or UFC, whichever you want, you choose. Just call 800-400-9741. So check out the website. There's a lot of stuff going on at the website.
Yeah.
We have free picks. I do videos, games like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Indiana, Wisconsin against Northwestern, and Cincinnati and UCF. Those videos up and available. You can check those out, just like my predictions. And you want to come aboard also different options for the week or for the month, you can come aboard. So ParamountSports.com is the website. You want to get those 3 free picks? Just call right now. Give us your email, 800-400-9741.
And I love the special you're running, too, 9 for $97, the 9 games combined in college football and NFL. Pretty good deal there, too.
Looking, we've had some 7-2, 8-1 runs this week on those. So, and those are you download those, you get those immediately, so you don't have to call me back Saturday or Sunday morning. They're ready to go.
Very good. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. We appreciate it as always.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. And we're going to try to get back together on Wednesday next week. We'll do it same time next Wednesday. Does that sound
good?
Okay. Outstanding.
Yeah, we'll make it
work. All right, guys.
We're on it.
Have a great weekend.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Check it out. Always good stuff there. And it's the perfect way to get set up for Pick 6. We'll do that next. Darren Donkin Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
That's right, Pick Six time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's how we end our week, and we are going to try and make you a winner. But you have to participate, 615-737-1025. And remember, if you call in as a reward, you will get two top shelves instead of the traditional one. And also, we will need the game total of one of these games to help with tie-breaking purposes as well. So prize on the line will be a pair of tickets to see the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders take on Florida Atlantic on Saturday, November 28th. So tickets to a game. That's going to be awesome to be able to do that. And all you have to do is participate. It's that simple. So Willie has kind of taken over as the commissioner this week. It was a collaboration, I should say, but he's put it all together. So, but first, Elijah, we must review.
Correct. And, Chase, this is your time to shine here. Last week's Pick Six, also known as the Chase McCabe Show, as he has extended his lead, and we'll get to exactly how. For the first one, Vanderbilt points over under 17.5, and they picked a good week to finally get an offense out on the football field. Darren, top shelf the under. Not a good look. Willie, just going with the regular under, and Chase hitting the over, which they did rather easily for the first time this year. Kyle Trask passing over under 350.5 passing yards, and on the last pass of the game, his last pass before getting substituted for Emory Jones, put him over that 350-yard threshold. 2 points for Chase McCabe going with the over. Willie also having faith in that lethal Florida offense going over. And Darren was just one pass away from getting correct as he hit the under on that pick. Wisconsin at Michigan. It's a pick 'em. 1 point for Wisconsin, 2 points for Michigan. And Willie top shelfing Michigan. I wish I had a laugher sound.
Whoops. Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. Missed it by that much. Darren, also going with
28-0. Sorry, see you later.
Yeah, I think that one was over when Wisconsin got off the bus. That thing was over pretty quickly. Chase, going with Wisconsin, the safe bet in hindsight, as they won 49-11. New England, Cincinnati, or Houston. If one of them wins, the yes option is 2 points. 1 point for the B option, which should have been no. And on the last day in a rainy Foxborough, the Patriots upsetting the Ravens, therefore getting points to 2 points to Chase and Willie for saying yes. Darren striking again on this one. No was his vote. And then more yards. Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. 2 points for Tua if he would have gotten it, which is Willie's go-to pick. But didn't work this time for Willie as Tua barely had fewer passing yards than Justin Herbert.
This was a big closer. This was a big swing.
A lot closer than expected. And then Darren and Chase going with Justin Herbert and the Masters.
That was the key. I could have had a huge week if Tua had 10 more yards.
If Tua had 10 more yards, you'd be sitting pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Masters, you guys all went A through M. Dustin Johnson won pretty handily. And so last week, Chase with a perfect 8.
Wow.
And Willie with 4. And then Darren with 2. So Chase, who came into last week with a lead, made that lead a whole lot bigger. As now the standings look, Chase with 44, Willie with 38, and Darren way behind with 30.
30?
Oh, he is far behind. When I say he is the caboose, he is the caboose. And he is multiple counties over, my friends.
Man, meanwhile, Chase has a sizable lead here. Being in the lead by a point or two, that's one thing. But he's starting to open it up a little bit. We got some work to do here.
I enjoyed typing that text.
Chase with a 14-point lead over Darren right now. It might be time for Jace. We're not even close to the end of this thing. He could put in the backups right now.
Well, not yet. I mean, the past 2 weeks have been very good to me. I went perfect this last week, and then the week before, the only thing I missed, which is funny, was the NASCAR. Yeah, that's the one I missed.
Irony.
Very ironic. So, yeah, it's been good. We'll see if my fortunes can continue. All right, big voice guy. Let's get it going.
Number one.
All right, we're going to start it off with Tennessee, a 10.5-point dog against Auburn. I went with ESPN on this just, I guess, randomly this morning. Tennessee, a 10.5-point dog. I know this may not match up exactly with Lee and the picks if you heard our last segment with Lee Sterling, the professional. You know, he's a pro. We're amateurs. You heard his take on it. Tennessee 2 years ago went to Auburn and shocked him. Jared Garantano played great. What do you think?
I just don't have faith in him. I don't. Give me Auburn.
You take Auburn?
I'll lay the 10.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee. I got an odd feeling that I think they'll be in the game. So you and Lee are on one side. I'll take the other side. I'll take Tennessee in the points.
All right.
Number two.
Number two, straight up, Titans. I went 5.5 against the Ravens in Baltimore. Now, I came up with this line before we found out that Roger Saffold is not going to play. And we really now have our doubts as to whether Ben Jones is going to be able to play. He hasn't practiced all week. Ravens have issues of their own, though. So what do you think?
Well, I have to stick with what I did for silly underdog picks. I took the Titans, so I will stay with it. Not going to hedge. I will take the Titans.
I hope I'm wrong. I think there's a lot of things that, as I said before, it can look really bad in the NFL, and you come out and you play well, but I'm going to take the Ravens here.
Number three.
Lamar Jackson averages around 58, 59 rushing yards per game, which is down a little bit from last year, where he rushed for over 1,000 yards, but he is the leading rusher for the Ravens. Will Lamar Jackson rush for over or under 59.5 yards on Sunday?
I see it goes over.
You're going to say over?
But I don't think that's indicative of, you know, it's just like last year. I mean, he rushed for 100 yards last year in the play, or earlier this year, I should say, in the playoffs. But it's just keeping him out of the end zone.
Boy, you really have to hope that by design they don't let him get into the open field. I think he's going to be really close. We talked about what's happened the last 3 weeks. It looks pretty similar, where he's getting notable yardage but not breaking the big one. That's going to be the key. Does he get a big one? I will go under.
Number four.
Okay, Derrick Henry, rushing attempts. Again, this is a theme that we've had throughout the week. And so we're going to say, you know, workload over the last few weeks has been a big thing. He averages between 22 and 23 carries per game. Will he be over or under the average against the Ravens? I will start it since you pick first the first three. I'm going to say this is one where he's got to go over. And so I'm going to go over for Derrick Henry.
I, too, will say over for Derrick Henry based on – I mean, I completely agree with you. They're going to need him because I do believe you can run against this defense, and they're going to need him to do that. They're going to need Tannehill and others to make plays, too, but Derrick Henry's going to have to go over. So I say he will.
It's just a
– Number five.
It's a tricky one because you just don't know how the game is going to unfold. Okay, number five, Kyle Trask, the fine quarterback, now a Heisman Trophy not only candidate but in some people's eyes the favorite as we speak. Coming to town to take on Vanderbilt. And, Jace, I'll hearken you back. 1996, young sideline reporter. Willie Donick on the sideline at Vanderbilt Stadium is Danny Werfel, the eventual Heisman Trophy winner and number one Florida Gators come to town. A huge favorite against Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt very nearly had a chance to win that game. They lose 28-21. They did a remarkable job against a great offense. Although, that was quite a Vanderbilt defense. The problem with that team was an anemic offense. This Vanderbilt defense does not look on paper like they can slow down Kyle Trask. He averages between 4 and 5 touchdown passes a week. So we're going to go just like last week, but instead of yards, we'll go touchdown passes. Over or under 4.5 touchdown passes for Kyle Trask. I'll start at Chase because I've been glad to be wrong about the Commodores twice when we've done this, the last two times. I'm going to say over and hope I'm wrong, but it just doesn't look good in terms of the matchup. You heard Lee Sterling predicting 63 points by the Gators, which would not surprise us.
Yeah, it hurts my heart to say this, but I'm not only saying over, but I'm top shelfing that.
Top shelfing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six.
Finally, another big, big game regarding the Titans, and that is the Colts. They're playing at home against the Packers. Packers are plus 1.5 in Indy. I'll tell you right now, I am taking the Colts. I'm buying what Lee Sterling is selling here, that this is one of the better defenses the Packers have faced, and I think they'll be able to contain Aaron Rodgers, and I think the Colts will get it done at home.
Interesting. Now, Green Bay struggled against Jacksonville, but they were able to finally win that, close it out. I will go with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers and company will overcome the Colts, but I think this will be a big swing game for us.
All right. You went Kyle Trask with the top shelf.
Yep.
Oof. What do I do top shelf? I am going with my first instinct, and that is Derrick Henry over 22.5, but
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
It's a tough week.
It's a tough week.
All right. Well, there we go.
So there we have it. All right. So we have a chance, and I hope this was to Tony's liking, right?
Yeah,
that we
Tony,
got done
we moved,
with our picks.
We moved as fast as we could.
With Pep, right? We want enthusiasm. We want Pep keeping moving so the callers can get in. That was his request. He put us on the list.
He did.
To try to motivate us, and I feel like he has.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get the phone lines going. If you want to weigh in, if you call in and give your picks, you get the extra top shelf. So 615-737-1025.
And which game will the callers be giving the game total for? The Titans?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's go with the Titans as the game total.
All right. Very cool. We'll step away. We'll come back. We'll get your phone call, 615-737-1025. Pick six here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Pick six time here, Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joint, smoother than smooth. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell hanging out on a Friday. This is how we do it. And let's get to your call, 615-737-1025. Steven will lead us off. Yeah. Steven, welcome in to Pick Six.
Thank you, guys. As your returning champion, I should be first.
Well, there you go. Worked out. All right, Willie. Get him with the picks.
Okay, let's start it off. Down on the plains, Tennessee is a 10.5-point dog at Auburn.
Auburn.
You like Auburn? We move on to the Titans. They are a 5.5-point dog in this very big matchup in Baltimore.
Baltimore, double top shelf.
Yikes.
Ooh, need the game total, too.
51.
51. Okay.
It's going to be a bloodletting.
Ouch. All right, so Lamar Jackson rushing yards over or under 59.5?
Over 59.5.
Going all in on the Ravens. What about Derrick Henry rushing attempts? Over or under 22.5 carries?
Under.
Under. All in on the Ravens. Kyle Trask against the Commodores on the college front here in Nashville. Over or under 4.5 touchdown passes in the game?
I will be over 4.5 TDs.
Okay. Finally, Packers are a 1.5-point underdog in Indianapolis against the Colts.
Give me the Packers.
Packers. All right.
He takes the Green Bay Packers. Steven, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Steven, not much faith in the two-tone blue.
No, not at all. All right, let's go to Tony. And before Tony makes his selections, have we been efficient enough for you today?
So far, but there's a couple of games on here I want to talk to y'all about a little bit. Y'all got some time.
I don't think we can please Tony.
I'm just kidding, you guys. Oh, y'all ready? I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, Vols, 10.5-point dogs.
You don't even have to read them off to me. I'm taking Auburn.
Auburn minus Ravens. 10.5, okay.
Okay.
Ravens.
Ravens minus 5.5.
Lamar Jackson He will go over the 59.5.
Okay, on the ground.
Total points, 54.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, over 22.5 carries. They're going to have him, but once they get behind, he's going to end up on the sidelines probably. Trask, throwing for at least 5 touchdowns against a 88th pass defense in the NCAA, Vanderbilt secondary. And I want to double top shelf that.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
And Colts over the Packers.
All right.
That's the way you do it, guys.
That's
minus 1.5. That was very efficient, Tony. Very efficient. A lot of pep.
See you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tony.
See
definitely,
you guys. Bye.
Definitely a lot of pep there by Tony. Let's go to another guy that plays Pick Six with us every week. Mark, welcome in.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Hope you are as well.
Mark, we're starting on the plains. Auburn is a 10.5-point favorite over Tennessee.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
What about the Ravens and the Titans?
The Titans.
Titans plus 5.5, and you got a top shelf on that. We also need a game total.
52.
52. Lamar Jackson, over or under 59.5 rushing yards?
I'm going to say under.
Derrick Henry, over or under 22.5 carries?
Over. You'll need him.
Kyle Trask against the doors, over or under 4.5 touchdown passes?
I'm going to say over.
And finally, Packers-Colts. Packers are a 1.5-point dog.
Green Bay, and that would be my other top shelf pick.
He's set.
He goes Green Bay. All right, Mark. Good luck.
You have a good weekend.
You too. 615-737-1025. That leaves one line available. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Jason, we're starting in the SEC with Tennessee Auburn.
Give me Auburn. Top shelf.
Auburn minus 10.5, top shelf. What about the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Titans as a 5.5-point favorite?
I hate to say it, but give me the Ravens. Game total, 44 points.
Okay, so Ravens. Lamar Jackson rushing yards. Our question is over or under 59.5.
Let's go over.
Over. And Derrick Henry rushing attempts, over or under 22.5 carries.
Let's go over again.
Over again. Kyle Trask against the Commodores, over or under 4.5 touchdown passes.
Make it over again and make it my other top shelf.
Has anybody said under yet?
I don't think so. In fact, I know so. They haven't.
Packers-Colts.
Give me the Colts.
All right.
All right, Colts minus 1.5. So should we have gone 5.5 for the touchdown passes?
Maybe. I don't know if people have a lot of faith in Vanderbilt's pass defense.
Well, that we knew that was going to be the case, but like to hit it, he's got to throw 6. That's I couldn't bring myself to put it that tough, but
we'll
see if everybody's right.
Be weary of garbage time too. They can go up 35-0, get some rushing touchdowns in the first half, and he might not see the third quarter. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Very possible he was out by the end of the third quarter last Saturday. So
good point, Jason. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too. 737-1025. Adam, welcome into Pick Six.
What's up, man?
All right, Adam, we got Vols and the Auburn Tigers. What do you got?
Auburn.
Auburn minus 10.5.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
No, it feels good. I'm not going to miss this one this week.
All right, Titans, Ravens.
Go Tennessee. Double top shelf, 28 points.
Oh.
28 points?
Oh.
Are you predicting a hailstorm or something?
It's going to be really low. It's going to be like 21-7, something like that.
Wow, he's taking the under.
Wow. Okay, speaking of over-under, Lamar Jackson, over or under 59.5 rushing yards?
Under.
Derrick Henry rushing attempts, over or under 22.5 carries?
Over.
Kyle Trask against the Commodores, over or under 4.5 touchdown passes.
See, there's a bunch of punks in Nashville that do not believe in Derek Mason, and I do, so I'm going to go under 4.5.
Okay, there you go. There you go, believer. Packers, +1.5 at Colts.
I'm praying to God it's Green Bay, so I'm just going to put it on them. Go Green Bay.
Going with the green. All right. I believe he's got both top shelves in there.
Yep.
Sorry, Chase. I know you usually pick for me, man. I just wanted to try something different this week.
You're good, man. You're good.
Personal,
good luck.
Personal responsibility. That's a good thing.
See ya.
All right. 615-737-1025. Jim,
you know, welcome in. And a little sidebar. Somebody asked me to make a pick for him last week, and I went with the Vanderbilt under 17. So I left the guy hanging. So perhaps personal responsibility is the way to go.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes you got to do that. All right, Jim, welcome in.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jim. We're going to start with the SEC matchup Tennessee-Auburn. Tennessee is a 10.5-point dog on the road.
Auburn.
How about the Titans and the Ravens?
Titans, 57.
Titans with a game total of 57. You say it's going to be a little higher scoring. Titans, 5.5-point dog. About Lamar Jackson rushing yards, over, under 59.5?
Over.
Derrick Henry rushing attempts, over, under 22.5 carries?
Over.
Kyle Trask touchdown passes, over, under 4.5 against the Doors?
Under. That's top shelf.
Under top shelf, a believer in the black and gold. Packers against the Colts?
Colts.
Okay, you got the Colts -1.5.
Yep, Colts and top shelf. Anybody that can beat the Green Bay Packers is my team.
All right, so you got a top shelf on the Colts and a top shelf for Vanderbilt.
Yes.
All right.
And you're sleeping on a cot, I guess. I'm throwing in different words in there.
Good luck, Jim.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, there you go. So two back-to-back unders. When it comes to Kyle Trask. So there are some believers.
Some believers. They're coming forward. Either that or just going against the grain to try to win the game, which is a good strategy.
Elijah, you'll have to help me on this next one because it's cutting off. I think it's Shannon. But
it is, indeed.
Okay, let's go to Shannon. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, guys?
Okay, Shannon, we got Tennessee is a 10.5-point dog at Auburn.
Take Auburn.
Going Auburn in this one. How about the Ravens hosting the Titans?
Titans, top shelf.
Titans plus the 5.5 top shelf. Along those lines, Lamar Jackson, the fleet-footed QB, 59.5 over under rushing yards.
Under.
Under. So this falls in line with the Titans playing well. What about Derrick Henry with the rushing attempts? Over or under 22.5?
Over, top shelf.
Over top shelf?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that he and our first caller are not going to win at the same time, right?
No.
He's all in on the Titans. The first caller was all in on the Ravens. All right, so Kyle Trask against the Doors, over or under 4.5 touchdown passes?
Over.
And then finally the Packers and the Colts.
Give me the Colts.
You'll take the Colts -1.5. So you have the top shelf. Do you have both top shelfs?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I got the Titans and Derrick Henry.
Yep.
We just need a game total for the Titans.
Oh, 53.
53.
All righty, Shannon, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll squeeze in a couple more and remember.
It's interesting when you have three picks on the same game, how many people hedge and how many people just go all for the formula of their team winning.
Yeah,
like if you pick the Ravens, you say Jackson will have a big game and Henry won't get the carry. You know, that it's interesting how people decide to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll squeeze in a couple more. Remember, if you are on hold and we don't take you on air, you'll still get the two top shelves. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. I'm going to rapid-fire this one if y'all are ready.
All right,
we're ready. We're ready. We appreciate the pep.
All right, first of all, let's rename that first caller to Debbie Downer. But, I'm going to go with Auburn.
Auburn -10.5.
The Titans. That would be a top shelf. I'm going to do So total points, 58.
Okay.
Lamar, I'm going with Lamar under, and that's my second top shelf.
Okay.
Henry under. Trask under. Not because I don't think he's good. I think it will be a blowout, and they're going to pull him out so he doesn't get hurt. And then I'm going to pick the Packers.
All right. There we go. Vincent and Finch it with some pep.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And finally, let's go to Josh. Josh, you're up on pick six.
I take War Eagles.
Okay, Auburn plus minus
top shelf, top shelf debt, and give me Titans and Derrick Henry over 22, top shelf debt. Lamar Jackson under 49.5, correct, or is it
59.5.
Yeah, give me under on that one. Green Bay over Indy, and Kyle, the man from Georgia, he throws for six touchdowns.
He'll throw for six. So if we had gone five and a half, you'd have gone over.
Combined score, let's see, 49. Yeah, did I get all of them?
You got all of them.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a great one.
All right. Thanks, Josh. A lot for playing. Josh was a little bit batting out of order, but he got them all in there.
He got them in there. Hey, that's, you know, that's okay. We won't penalize him for that.
No penalty.
If you're on hold, we'll get your calls off the air and write down your picks. You'll get both top shelves. So there you go. Another edition of Pick Six. We will see if my winning ways can continue. I don't feel as confident as I have the last couple of weeks. So we will see, but appreciate everybody for participating. We'll come back. We'll give our final thoughts on this Titans and Ravens matchup and call it a week here on a Friday. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Little Dave on a Friday taking us home. As Darren puts it, rounding third and headed for home. Here on another busy week, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell hanging out with you, Sawyer as well, weighing in. The Titans and the Ravens taking place this Sunday. Hush, Sawyer. In Baltimore.
The show is not over yet, Sawyer. We got one more segment, okay? Then you can go for your walk.
He's ready. He is ready to go. It's a pretty day, so he is certainly ready to get outside. We're still waiting for the official injury report to come out that's going to tell us who's in, who's out, or who's questionable for the Tennessee Titans. But that is certainly a concern. Mike Vrabel earlier in his press conference said Adam Humphries is out. I guess he's still in the concussion protocol. Adoree Jackson still not ready to come back. And it looks like Roger Saffold is going to be out. Ben Jones, that is the question mark that we're waiting to see. Is he going to be able to go?
Right, but he did not practice at all during the week. It just was not really confirmed or denied by Coach Vrabel during his brief talk, and it was pretty brief. But Roger Saffold, he did rule out, and that is not good news for the Titans' offensive line. That was the one that maybe you were hopeful he could play, although you knew it would be at less than 100%. So now the Titans are without the left side of their offensive line and arguably their two best offensive linemen. And, you know, and of course, they've been dealing without Taylor Lewan for a good while now, so that's one thing. But now you throw on top not having Roger Saffold, this is going to be a big challenge for them. And then we have a big question mark with Jones at the middle.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be almost
layers.
Almost a completely different offensive line. Plus, you know, what's the latest on Clowney? Is he, you know, is he just not practicing now because of the knee issue, but will he be able to play? I mean, there's certainly some others that we're going to be curious about, but the Ravens on the other side of it also have their issues with injuries as they're trying to, you know, to figure out, is Calais Campbell going to be available? And they have a few others. So, I mean, it's not like both teams aren't dealing with the injury bug right now, which, you know, you kind of expect.
Yep, that's that this time of year. That's this time of the year. But what a challenge this is going to be. But I think that's the best thing that you cling to is you know, just knowing that teams can overcome stuff like this. Crazy things happen at this time of the year. Such a big game for the Titans. And on top of all that, you had a very intriguing story in the Tennessean this morning.
Yeah, we did. And that was put out there earlier, and we talked about it. Gentry Estes put it out that so far retirement hasn't been all Dean Pees had hoped. That's the first line of the article in the Tennessean, that you know Dean Pees may be potentially thinking about jumping out of retirement, still in Nashville with his wife. They've been at a few Titans games. He's, as you know, brought up earlier, he's talked about the Titans and done some interviews and things like that. But for whatever reason, it was not brought up in Mike Vrabel's press conference. If there had been any type of conversation between Vrabel and Dean Pees on him possibly returning, Vrabel said that Shane Bowen had been the play caller all this year on defense. But what an interesting turn. You know, could Dean Pees potentially be available not only for the Titans but for another team, even if it's just in an advisory role?
And he said he's available to be talked to. He would consider. And so the obvious thing, and it, you know, the story doesn't waste any time saying, you know, would the Titans have that talk right now? And so we got nothing from Mike Vrabel. The Tennessean did not follow up on their own story, which was intriguing. So we'll see where it goes in the coming days. It was going to affect this Sunday's game regardless. But we'll just see how the game goes on Sunday, which will have no fans, as we know. So it'll be a little bit different than what we've been seeing. Most of the Titans games have been played in front of, you know, a percentage of fans. So it's been a while. I think I'm trying to think of when was the last game? I guess did they have fans against the Colts at all? They had some, right?
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
They had some. So I'm trying to think of the last game that had officially no fans. The Jacksonville game?
Yeah, the first home. They've only had the one home game.
Did Minnesota have any fans in Minnesota?
No.
Okay.
No,
so
now road games, Cincinnati, they had some fans. So yeah, Minnesota didn't have fans. So basically since they've come back from the COVID stuff, there have been fans. Cause I mean, keep in mind too, a majority of their games have been at Nissan Stadium. They haven't really been on the road all that much.
Yeah. So how they play on the road is going to be a big part of this equation down the stretch. So a lot of eyes on the game on Sunday.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, and I mean, with these injuries, I mean, I don't feel as good about the matchups that we've been talking about all week. That if they're going to have a, you know, we talked to Tyson Brio earlier, who's done a as we said, a tremendous job filling in for Taylor Lewan. But now that you got Saffold out on that side, now the center. I mean, nothing against the other guys on the offensive line, but I mean, you're asking a lot of some backups. And Here's another thing we haven't even brought up. Are they going to have to activate Isaiah Wilson just based on numbers?
Just because he's a live body?
Yeah. I mean, is he – I have no idea what kind of shape he's in, how close he is. I mean, I know he's been practicing, but he's been a game day deactivation. I mean, is he going to be available just simply because he has to be?
I think it's a really good question. I haven't done the math on like how many other physical live bodies do they have if they wanted to activate him. We've thrown out a couple of different names, so I guess there's a scenario that he's not even the next guy in if they keep Quisenberry as, you know, sort of the utility man that they could plug in. But after that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Is Isaiah Wilson a better option than, you know, other bodies that they have on the practice squad?
Well, here are the offensive linemen on the active roster.
Okay, here we go.
So Aaron Brewer is the backup center. So he will be the center if Ben Jones can't go, plus Ben Jones. So those are your two centers that you have available. Now you go to guard, Roger Saffold. You have Jamil Douglas who can play guard and center. So we know that Saffold is probably out. Put Jamil Douglas in there. Nate Davis, David Quisenberry are the other two that are listed on the roster, and then your tackles, Dennis Kelly, Tyson Brio, Isaiah Wilson is a member of the active roster. Now you go to the practice squad, which you can elevate those guys. They have Paul Adams, who's an offensive tackle, and Brandon Kemp is another tackle, and that's it.
Okay, so is it Kemp or is it Wilson backing up? right?
Or Paul Adams, who's a tackle.
Yeah, Paul Adams.
Yeah.
I don't know much about these guys, but it says a lot if it's not the big fella. But I'm not expecting him to be activated. I'll be surprised if he is.
Yeah, I mean, but that is definitely something to watch. I mean, you know, Quisenberry is going to have to factor in as kind of being the Swiss Army knife, and Jamil Douglas can move around. But whew, certainly a tough road for the Titans just on the offensive line, not to mention the other injuries. So we will keep you posted. The injury report, when that comes out, I'm sure Jared and the GM will be able to bring that to you. That's going to do it for us, though. It's been a great week.
Been a great week. I'll give you one quick parting shot. A good shot of good news, if you will. A guy from Mount Juliet High School who pitched at Vanderbilt, Caleb Cotham, who pitched in the big leagues for a while, has been named the pitching coach of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Very
so
cool.
Congratulations to a local product, a Major League Baseball pitching coach.
I've been having a little bit of, and I don't know if it's because the Braves were so good and so close this year. I've had a little bit of, you know, some baseball withdrawals. And so, you know, free agency hasn't really picked up yet. It's open, but we know the winter meetings, once those happen, that's really when the moves happen. But I'm kind of missing it.
Yeah, but the winter meetings aren't going to be the way they normally are. So it'll be curious to see how deals get done.
No, it's certainly going to be different. I mean, we talked about it this week of the things we witnessed at Opryland when they've been here. Certainly going to be different.
Yeah, different dynamic.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Willie, Elijah, you guys have a great week. Next week, Darren will be back. I'll be on vacation. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving as well. We'll talk to you Monday starting at 10 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.